It's time again here on RNIB Connect Radio for another check-in with pharmacist Elizabeth Roddick from New Life Pharmacy in Glasgow. Hello, Elizabeth, how are you?
Just back from Ireland, so I'm feeling good.
As the days start to get a little bit shorter and maybe a little bit of a nip in the air too, flu season seems to be upon us again. Elizabeth, please do remind me and listeners why we have to be vaccinated every year.
Yeah, good point, Toby. Experts from the World Health Organization, they analyze different samples that are currently circulating in the various global populations before deciding the composition of this year's flu jab. Now, these strains change every year. During the summer, the manufacturers produce the vaccines with the recommended strains, and that gets them ready for delivery about now, mid-September usually.
So who should have the vaccinations then?
Well, for example, if you have any long-term health conditions such as lung disease, COPD, asthma, maybe diabetes or heart disease. Now, obviously, age is important. 65 years or over, you're more at risk. If you're a pregnant lady, children of a certain age. If you're living in a residential or nursing home, it's very important to get vaccinated. And also people who are carers of, say, an older or a disabled person, or they're maybe living with someone with a lowered immunity due to disease, or, for example, maybe someone you're caring for is on chemotherapy. And of course, at the moment, the frontline health and social care workers are being called in. I think mine's at the beginning of October.
I think that sometimes, Elizabeth, you have patients coming into the pharmacy who are asking for something for flu when really they just have a cold.
Yes, I have been asked to help someone who thinks they've flu but need to go to a social event. Like, can I go to this wedding? I have to sort of not laugh, but obviously flu, you have a high temperature, you maybe have a very sore cough, but the main thing is you're very weak. You're virtually bedridden. I mean, I have experienced that at the tender age of 18 when I was at university. And really, it was amazing. I was bedridden. And when I recovered after about 7-10 days, I literally couldn't write. I was very weak. So I know I've experienced it. So if you have flu, you definitely know you've got it and you won't be going to a wedding.
Do antibiotics work when you have flu?
No, flu, Toby, is caused by a virus, but it may be because of, say, you have an underlying condition like a lung problem. Complications can occur and your doctor may introduce one at that point, you know, where your condition worsens.
The burning question I think everyone might have is, how do you avoid getting flu?
Yes, I'm sure many will remember the quite stringent habits most of us adopted during the worst COVID outbreaks. Flu is transmitted, just like COVID, by sneezing and coughing without covering your mouth. You should be constantly washing your hands or using alcohol gel. And if you do sneeze, then using a paper tissue, which is immediately disposed of safely. These are the sort of ways you can avoid getting flu. And if you do feel unwell, I think recommendation is to stay indoors and perhaps wear a mask. I know it's a bit controversial if you're going out and about, but just remember there are very vulnerable people out there who, if they got flu, they could become seriously ill.
Finally, Elizabeth, a lot of people might be asking whether it is safe to have both the COVID and flu vaccinations at the same time.
The answer, Toby, is yes, it's safe. But I am finding many of my patients want to get the flu jab separately because of certainly a perception of increased side effects, although that certainly isn't always the case. But I know some people have had the two jabs together and they've found they've been a little under the weather for a day or so. So for that reason, some people are asking for the flu separately. But in answer to your question, it is safe to have them together.
Oh, that's good news to hear. As always, some very useful information and advice there. Elizabeth, if listeners would like to maybe contact you and ask for some advice, where can they go to find you?
All the W's, newlifepharmacy.co.uk.
Well, as always, thank you very much indeed, Elizabeth Roddick from New Life Pharmacy in Glasgow, for chatting with me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Always a pleasure, Toby.